thing that they talked about that we want to do in that facility and getting that done and open up and everything else. That's a good thing. The great thing is opening and wait, let me back up. That's a good thing. And it's done through an organization, man, that's not even from this community. That's a good thing. But that's never going to say to this community, here, I give you all of this. I got this for you. This belongs to you. I leave you with this. This is your gift. It was yours before the foundation of the world. The Bible says, come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. Well, that was the kingdom of heaven, that facility over there, that was yours from the very beginning. It don't belong to no other organization. It don't belong, man, to my group, to that group, to no other group, man. It belongs to the people of God. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. I promise you that organization is never going to say to you, here, I relinquish all authority. All authority, not some. All power and all authority. We'll just overlook it and see it and see that it go in the right direction. But all authority and all power to you. They built it for you. For the development of your children's lives and your community and your family, man. Not that will impact other communities and other families. Not to bring in other communities and try to impact it. Listen, man, the situation in that, where that organization comes from is way worse than the situation here. I think we number 46 in the state, man, as far as our education and the mark that we're supposed to be reaching and everything else. They 48. How you going to leave us a community, man, that's right there where you're from, and that's worse off than ours, man, and come down here and try to impact ours? Hey, that's a good thing, but that's not the right thing. That's not what's best for this community. And at the same time, man, your overall purpose and goal, man, is establish, man, yourself in our community. No, can't let that go on like that. Man, my heart hurts right even right now. I had to hold back the tears in my eyes. Because if so, I feel like I let my community down. To let me, the governing system that orchestrated that, man, our boards and a few people that came together and that school board, to give that facility, man, to an organization that's not from here, when all the time, man, you had two organizations that was from here, man, that was denied that opportunity. They had just as great a means of, man, even more things in detail, more of what they presented to the school board. You think that presentation was something, but they never even looked at ours. I told you they mean good things over there, you know, but their presentation was a joke compared to me and the thing that we want to do. They want to go up in there, man, and set up programs and everything else and do fundraisers and get your name on a brick on the wall and everything else. And we want to change them children's lives. The issue is not, man, about the building. The issue is about setting up an environment and an atmosphere that's in that building, man, that will change those children's lives. Not just provide a place for them to come and get tutoring and all those programs that we want to put in there. Yes, that's a good thing, man. But the great thing is, man, that their lives would be changed, that they find, man, who they really are and where they really come from and why they really here and where they're really headed and what their true purpose and destiny in their life, that they be, man, that they be loved. It don't matter how you are and what you are, that you can come. Come where? Come home. Where? And in that place, man, what's home? That belong to you. And when you come there, man, you find, man, acceptance. It don't matter what you've done. Even if you like the prodigal son, it don't matter what you've done, man, you can always come home. And when you come home, man, you will find love and acceptance. And you'll be appreciated. And we'll bring our man the best robe and the ring of authority. And we'll have a celebration, man. Like a devil who was wayward and weary, man, has come home and come to the knowledge of who he really is and what he really have and where he really come from and what he really want to do. Why? Because he came into an environment, man, where he was accepted just as he is. He was loved just as he is. He was appreciated just as he is. He was thought well of just as he is. Even while he was yet in his sin, man, we loved him. Like the Bible says, not that we love God, But he first loved us. And he showed it, man, and that while we was yet in our sin, he hung, bled, and died. And our community don't just need a facility and a place. They got one over there. They got Hayes Auditorium. They got all kinds of facilities all over the places, man, with things like that are going on, man. But yet the crime rate and everything else is still going up. The children in school, man, scores are still going down. Because in those places, man, they're not the right environment and the right atmosphere. I mean, when I first went out, just got the school board system and went and got their facility, man. You know what, in 2013, 2014, the motto was, no child left behind. And it seemed like our school board was passionate about that. And, boy, I was excited about going to. I would go to all the meetings then, man, because, boy, I see that's where my heart was. No child left behind. And as I continued in there, man, you know, that's what made me go out to that facility. And that's what made us, you know, acquire. We'll get into another part on another one of these broadcasts for what that's concerned, what really took place in the beginning that led up to all of this that's taking place right now. But their desire was no child. I mean, they motto over that term was no child left behind. Boy, I wanted to be a part of that because that was my heart desire. I don't care who you are. I don't care, man, if your grade point average is zero. I don't care, man, if you the worst gangbanger. I don't care, man, if you thugging and wearing your clothes down below your... I don't care, man, if you cursing in front of man, disrespecting people, man. You know. I don't care if you talking loud when it says... I'm going to accept you as you are. And I'm going to love you just as you are. And I'm going to think the best of you just as you are. And I'm going to appreciate you just as you are. I see where you are, but and where you are is in a bad way, but I also see, man, the potential that you have on the inside of you. So as an instructor, and as an educator, and as a board member, man, I'm going to receive you just as you are. No child left behind. And I'm going to appreciate you just like you are. You're an F student, man. You're causing all kind of trouble in here, man. And I'm not going to condone what you're doing, just let anything happen in there, but I'm going to love you. I'm going to accept you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to reach out to you. I'm going to come down to your level, man, in order to bring you up to the level where you had a potential already on the inside of you to be. No child left behind. But when our children and men started school, they didn't feel loved. They didn't feel appreciated. They didn't feel well thought of. They wasn't accepted as they are. So many of them were left behind. This was in 2013 and 14. And in our town right now, man, in the last several years, man, from 2018, 2017, all up to now, man, look how many young people, man, and just in our community, have lost their lives over violence and gangs and hatred and slandering one another. From 2018 to 2021, listen, in 2013 and 2014, those were students who was in school that in a lot of cases, men were left behind. Because they were out there thugging and ganging and, man, breaking laws and everything else, man. We built prison system and jails and locked them up and gave them felonies and destroyed their futures even before they got into their futures. Instead, at those earliest possible ages, man, loving them. Changing their lives. Not providing a place for them, a classroom for them, or a gymnasium for them. But providing an atmosphere and an environment that they can be appreciated in, just as they are. Where they can be loved, just as they are. That's the same way God loved you. He accepted you just as you are. You would, all of us who were dead in trespass and sin, and all kind of faults and issues and everything else, man, out there disobeying God and rebellious and everything else, but he loved us just as we were. With love and kindness did he draw us. It was the love of God that saved us. It was God's love for us that changed our lives. God displaying that and watch us here while we was yet in our sins. Just like that changed our lives, it changed our children's lives too. It changed our community lives too. It changed our towns and our cities and our parishes and our counties and our states and our countries' lives too. That's why I come on this radio broadcast all the time and just tell you, boy, listen, there's some reproof in it and there's some rebuke in it and there's some correction in it, you know, and everything else. Because whom God loves, he chastens, man, and he chastises and he do whatever he got to do, man. But, boy, it's solely about the love of God, man. God's love for his children. That's the royal law, man, in the governing system that Jesus Christ come to set up on the kingdom. That governing system. Those laws, that's the law of love, where you love the Lord your God with all your heart and you love your neighbor, man. That don't mean you have to condone them and be with them and let them run over you and then treat you any kind of way and everything else. Yeah, that don't mean you get in on all that and just let whatever be and everything else and just love them. No, I ain't saying that. You ought to hate what they do and how they're doing and how they act and everything else. Hate that, but love them. Not condoning the way they act and their character and their nature and their function and how they act like that. Not condoning that and getting in with that, but loving them. While they yet in their sins. Why? So that they can feel that love. So they can be accepted, man. So that their lives can change. So that their character can change. So that their low self-esteem can be built up, man. You know, they're going to take more than just textbook, man, education. You're going to take, man, an environment and an atmosphere, man, where they can come and be accepted, man. Where their low self-esteem can be built up, where they can come to the knowledge of who they really are. They're not, man, F students. They're not D students. They're not that. And that ain't no test that no school can give a man can determine, man, the potential that's on the inside of them. And because they gave them a test and they made a D on it, then they put them in that category. Instead of allowing them, man, to dig the test over and over and over and loving them and helping them, man. All them kids were left behind. And as a result of it, man, so many of our little children, man, our young children, have died, man. Majority of all of those that was out there, man, that is taking place too, man, our school system never showed them no love. They were left behind. They took the ones that were doing good and acting good and everything else, and they went on with them. And the ones who were wilding out and acting bad and everything else, and when back in those days, they put them out of school. They couldn't come back for the whole year. Come on, man. Left them behind. And as a result of all those who were left behind back there during them years right now, majority of the day, man, are gangbangers. Out there, man, with low self-esteem, man, that's not accepted. So they get together and they form groups and gangs and everything else where they can get acceptance. Where they can get, man, feel, man, cared about. Feel, man, protected. Feel a part of. Listen, that organization from another community, man, can't provide that for our community here. They mean well, and it's a good thing that they want to do and that they're trying to do, but that's not the best thing for our community. The best thing for our community is that facility, man, belong to you, and that it be gotten, man, by an organization, man, that's from here, and that belongs to that community, that's from that community, that has, man, all those things that they're talking about doing, that has that and even more in store for our community. So as we get that community, because our intentions was this, you know, to get the facility, man, and to give it to our community. That's all our intention ever been, is to get that, man, and say, here, it's yours. This Carver High, man, facility, man, was built for you. For the embetterment, man, and the improvement, man, of your life. Solely. Not to be a distribution hub, man, where you can aid, man, other communities and the foundation that you're from and then allow you to operate on it. That's what's wrong now. We've been oppressed too long. We haven't had ownership, man, We haven't got our 40 acres, man, and our little mule. We've been having other people, man, to dictate to us, man, and make choices and decisions for us, man. And in a lot of cases, man, those choices and decisions that they made for us was not in the best interest, man, of us as a community. They meant well. I say it again, y'all, and it's a cry out to my community. They about to finalize, man, an issue. You saw it in the papers down there. And sign a lease, man, to give your facility, man, to an organization, man, that's not from here. And you know who that facility is going to be? Who the school board, whose name that's going to be in? Who's the authority over their facility is? That's going to be, man, that nonprofit organization, man, that's from Mississippi, Louisiana, man. And what they're doing is extending their corporation, extending, man, their goals, their means, and their desires, and everything else that they're doing in their community, which is a good thing, to our state, to our community, through our facility. Listen, that's a good thing. You want a distribution hub, you want a place where you can store your food. Yeah, that facility belongs to us. But now you have it, and then we got to come to you, man, or through you, man, to obtain or get anything. No, it's going to be vice versa. That facility belongs to us. And if you want to lease a spot in there where you can store your stuff for this area and provide FEMA assistance for this area, man, then, man, we will allow you to operate under us. We're not going to operate under you. That's for us. That's for that community. And you as a community shouldn't allow no other community, man, no other organization, no other thing that's not from that community to come in and take control over something that belongs to you. So my cry to you is, man, listen, they're going before the school board Tuesday, this Tuesday coming, to finalize that deal. Listen, I know I can't get all of y'all to go to the school board member and oppose that school board meeting and say anything about that, but that's something major that you can do and that you need to do, and that's of vital importance that you do. And that's to call your school board, call that Avoid Parish School Board system on Monday, and, man, a lot of them phones are just ringing, 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 and let them know we as a community, man, are not really aware of what's going on and who you're giving our facility to. And so that we're calling to let you know that, hold up. Let us see what's really going on and what's really taking place before you give a facility, man, that was birthed and built for us, man, to another organization, man, when all the time we have organizations right here in our community that has our best interest at hand. That is sole purpose of obtaining that facility, man, is for this community, man. Not for this community and its organization, but solely for this community. With one purpose in mind, with one goal in mind, that, boy, we get our property that belong to us, man, and we give it to every last one of you who it belong to, and that you become a part of that, and that you stake up ownership in that, so that you know that that place is for you, not for, man, Kingdom Life Fellowship, not for Push, man, ministry, not for Who Have You Blessed ministry, not for none of those, man. It's yours. And it'll be different, because why? Because of the environment and atmosphere that our organization brings there. We bring more than just programs, much more than just programs. All those programs are good. Any organization can put on a program they're talking about. But we bring much more than just those programs. We bring in an environment and an atmosphere along with those programs, man, where they can operate those programs within. It's not just a program, it's the environment and the atmosphere. In that atmosphere and in that environment, in that place, the atmosphere and the environment in there is going to be an oasis of love. Lord. Down in a dry, broke down community, man. But there's a place over there, man, where we can go and say, man, that's ours. And in that place, man, we can find acceptance. And in that place, we can find love. And in that place, we can be appreciated. And in that place, man, we can feel a part of why. Because that is our place. It belongs to us. And when we go there, we're not going to be cast down. We're not going to be judged, man. We're not going to be rendered nobodies, man. Our self-esteem is not going to be belittled and stepped on, man. But we will receive everything that we really have need of. And what's that, Arthur? We just want to be loved. We just want to be accepted. We just want to be appreciated. We just want to be well thought of. That's all they want. That's all everybody want. Why? Because that's the nature of God. That's all he want. He just want his children to love him. He just want his children to appreciate him. He just want his children to accept their man for who he really is. He just want his children to think well of us. That's the same desire that's in every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. That's a cry of salvation. I just want to be loved. I just want to be appreciated. I just want to be accepted. I ain't perfect. I ain't got it all together, but I just want to be accepted anyway. So that, man, we can run this race together as a community, operating, man, from a facility that belongs to you. Let me tell you something. I say it again. You ain't going to tear up your own house. I say it again, that's yours. Not for an organization, man, that's not from here. And anything that has to do with that property over there, man, ought to come down, man, through you and through found. Because when I say yours, I'm included in that because I'm a part of that community. I lived right there, man, in that community. I lived across the street, man, in that community. In fact, man, if you want some details, man, my grandfather and them, man, owned the property that's over there, man, where the first grade building is. And that property that we lived in on that corner there, man, across from the school, that was school board property. They had a garden on there. And before they even built that school, man, they made a trade, man, with my grandparents. That's why they was put in that place. They needed that whole block, and my grandparents owned property down there on the end of that block on Cottonwood and Oak, and the school board originally made a deal with them and traded, man, that property that they had over there where my family, man, was bought up and trained and raised up over there. Now until this day, man, they made exchange. The school board, man, gave my grandparents that property over there on Cottonwood and Church Street in exchange for the property that they had, my grandparents had, on Oak and Cottonwood. So, man, let me tell you something, boy, that for that community concern, man, I got roots in there. That was originally part of that facility, was originally owned by my grandparents. So it's more than just, man, a facility, more than a place. That's ours. That belongs to us. And I'm calling on you once again as I begin to bring this broadcast to an end, is that you reach out, man, and you really, man, say, hold up, man, y'all making charge decision and donating this and all seem like a good thing, but everything else, but hold up, wait a minute, that might be something on the line that we don't see. Even though we can do all these things and put on all these things and everything else, and I see what they want to do here and all that good thing, even though we do all that, that's a good thing, but here's the greater thing. You're doing that, man, under a main umbrella of an organization that's not from here. When in best our interest in our community is doing that under Operation Man that's from here, that you are a part of, that you are incorporated in. That's what I'm asking you to do. So you need to call your school board on Monday. You know, I don't have the number, but you can Google it and get the number to the Avoyelles Parish School Board. And as citizens of that community say, hey, listen, we're really not in agreement, or hold up, we need to wait a minute and see what you're really doing, you know, that you're giving a facility that belongs to us, to another organization that's not from here, and opposed to giving it to us, to an organization that's right here in our community, that has our best interest at hand, that's sole purpose, sole purpose is for being ownership, man, for our good, for our means, for us, to get that facility and give it to us, to make us, man, not just outside of looking in, but a part of, man, the governing system, man, of what's going on in that facility, that give us say-so in it, that we can be a part of, that we can feel, man, accepted, received. Man, we'll take care of what's our own. And you're right, man, that property is self-sustaining, but it takes all of us to do that. Listen, we don't need no other organization, man, from our community that you don't even know. None of you in this community know anything about that organization. None of you out there in that community. You don't know who them people are. We didn't know who they was. I told you, man, the whole way the thing was orchestrated, man, was unjust. That stems, man, from an organization that came in, man, in that group meeting as an organization, man, that wasn't even a 501c. That was against code of ethics right there, man. I can't see how our community, we didn't know, man, that they wasn't a 501c3 until after they was voted in, man, and it was up there at the top, man, to who we, what umbrella we would go up under. And all the time, man, they I can't say the word, man. They wasn't even legal. And then you have a group of people, man, that come in and then turn around, man, and pick that organization that they bought in after they found out, man, that they couldn't be on top because they wasn't a nonprofit organization. That's when we all found out. That was way down the line, 2 months after we was operating. We was operating under false pretense from the beginning. And then they get in operations and write to our school board a letter that's saying we can't be trusted. No, they're the ones that can't be trusted, if you want to get technical. You come in under false pretense, and then when you find out, man, that you can, you will make a decision, man, to get out, and you find your nonprofit organization, and you're going to go after it on your own and stem away from it. And then, man, a few little people in our community that already, man, listen, boy, Lee, there's some things you don't know. The same day they meet you, the same day that you come in, man, they bring in an organization with the intent to get out of the group and go after the facility on their own. But yet instead of them making the choice and decision, man, to extend a few days for the PUSH organization, the Kingdom Life organization, to get the little bit of technical information that they need, just, man, they 501c and to present that to them. Gave them, man, 3 to 5 days. Man, if it took 2 weeks. it was already given to our community, man, through the other two groups that was there. They took that back from him, man, and gave it to an organization, man, that's not even from here, that they had never known, never met, never seen a day before in their life. The first day. That intention when they came there was really not to get it, was to opt out of the group. 3 groups in the community after that. And then, man, we allow people, man, that come in, man, that's not even, man, a part of what's going on there to make the choices and decisions, man, or who it's going to be. Concerning us, the 3 groups. And the majority, man, they voted out. It was concerning 3 groups. 2 groups was in agreement, man, and 1 group was out of agreement, man, and they chose to. I don't understand the mayor. That's why I say I don't understand, man, democracy and your way of governing, man. You know, how can, man, you got 3 people, that's 3 groups that's coming together, 2 are in 1 accord, and 1 is not, and then you give the organization, man, to the 1 that's not in accord with the 2 through a vote for people, man, that's not even, man, don't have, really shouldn't have no say-so in the matter at all, and determine, man, who going to go before. And without their knowledge and without their understanding and without their discernment of what really going on and caught up in personal vendettas and listen, I got to wind this up. I encourage you, man, but don't just sit there and be idle. You get on the phone and you call your community. And those of you, men who perhaps, I'm calling on not only, man, you know, the citizen of my community, but the church as a whole. That you too call us our Boyle's Parish School Board and let them know that you're concerned about the decision and that they're trying to make as far as giving, man, a facility that belongs to that community to another city and another state and another organization, when all the time they have 2 that's right there that has the best interest in our community there for all of us at stake, and you're going to take it and give it to somebody else? Come on, man. Let's stop that. Let's put a stop to that. Listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. If you call the school board, I just keep saying this again, call the school board, please. It's urgent. And get involved in that. so that we can put a stop to this and get what belongs.